How to save streams on Twitch Xbox 2022. Twitch is a live streaming video platform that focuses primarily on video gaming, including playthroughs of video games, broadcasts of esports competitions, and other gaming-related content. Xbox is a video gaming brand created and owned by Microsoft. This article will show you how to save streams on Twitch Xbox. How to save streams on Twitch Xbox. We need to create the proper foundation. You have a Twitch PS4 gamer who also has a Twitch Xbox, save the stream. You must also record such records for subsequent use as VODs, rather than simply conversing live. Unsubscribe on Twitch is much ahead of you, with a simple one-click setup that saves your streams as VODs so you can view them whenever you want. There are no other settings to be made on your Xbox, no additional software to install, and no setup changes to make. It's completed entirely within Twitch. You will require the Twitch application if you do not already have it. In either case, you're good to go. Steps to save streams on Twitch Xbox. Open an internet browser and explore www.twitch.tv. Sign into your record if you're not signed in as a matter of course. You'll arrive on your Twitch home screen. Click your profile icon at the top of the screen to open a drop-down menu, and afterward, click Creator Dashboard. Your Creator Dashboard screen will be shown. Click Settings in the menu on the left to grow that option, and afterward, click Stream in that menu. Your stream settings options will be shown on the right half of the stream. Look down to the VOD settings section, and then toggle on Store Past Broadcasts if it isn't enabled already. As an update, if you're a regular Twitch user, your recordings may be preserved for 14 days before being deleted. Your recordings, on the other hand, will be preserved for 60 days if you're a Twitch Accomplice, Turbo, or Prime member. You'll also notice whether you want to distribute your saved Twitch broadcasts automatically and whether you want to prevent certain classes from being automatically distributed. If you don't want your saved Twitch broadcasts to be sent to your channel automatically when you're done telecommuting, set off consistently published VODs. Additionally, to automatically disseminate a few saved recordings but not others, keep the consistently published VODs option toggled on. In the Exclude Categories area, add the names of any classes you don't want to be published automatically. Read also, how to stream on YouTube on Xbox? Steps to download saved Twitch streams. After you finish a live stream recording, give Twitch a few hours to process your stream and post it to your channel. After some time has passed, perform the following to locate and retrieve your saved streams. You can return to the Creator Dashboard at any time. Expand the Content menu on the left side of the screen, then select Video Producer from the expanded selections. The saved streams can be found in a menu on the right side of the screen. If you wish to save the saved stream to your computer, click the vertical ellipses to the right of the video. On a screen, the menu is displayed. Click Download in the menu. The download text will change to Processing once the video is finished, and a Save As dialog box will appear on the screen. To save your saved stream to your computer, click Save, then choose where you want to keep it. Troubleshooting Twitch streams on the Xbox One. There isn't much that can go wrong with the streaming procedure. There will always be something that gets in the way at some point. You can perform basic checks to ensure that everything is ready to stream. Examine your internet connection. Before you do anything else, ensure you have a good internet connection. Increase the amount of content. Examine your Twitch connection. The initial step was to connect your console to the internet provider with a 6-digit number. By visiting Twitch's connections page, you can see if the two are linked. You're doing fine if your console is still there. Whether it isn't present, check your console's settings and connections to see if it is. If this isn't the case, you'll have to remove the program and start from scratch. You need to do only one thing if you want to record a Twitch stream on your Xbox One. Are there any resources for new streamers? Let us know what you thought of your experience in the comments section. Tips for gaining a Twitch audience. If you want a large audience, you must give people a reason to stay on your channel. Entertain. You must have a good time and interact with others. It's okay to address the viewers as peers if you're not offensive. Do your best to rise above any negative ideas in order to delight the audience who respects your hard work. Maintain a regular schedule. You know when your favorite shows are going to air. Your audience shares the same hopes and dreams as you. Spectators must know when you'll be back online to show off another game in your own style. Make an informed decision about the game to play. I'm not convinced. Many individuals enjoy playing Stardew Valley while watching others play it, and they manage to amass a sizable following simply by being interesting. There's no assurance that broadcasting Stardew Valley gameplay will attract Fortnite spectators. Download. Twitch Leecher is an example of how to download videos from Twitch.tv. After searching the internet for the tool, you must download and install it. The installation is simple to follow and may be found on the internet. After completing the installation, you may utilize the tool to store Twitch streams to your PS4. After you've opened the stream you want to save, you can copy the URL. The tool will search for the video and contain a download option. You may also change the video's resolution by pressing the download button. You should be able to begin the download once you've completed the basic steps of storing the video. If you so desire, you will be able to share the video on other platforms. Method for save your own streams. If you want to save your own Twitch stream, there is a method you may utilize. You may enable automatic saving of your live streams by heading to Twitch, Settings, and Channel on the dashboard. This option is titled, Save Previous Broadcasts. Future broadcasts will be included in the videos area when this option is enabled. When you use the video manager, you will be able to download your recordings. Software for Open Broadcasters. You can use Open Broadcaster software if you don't want to use video on demand because it doesn't function with extended streaming. Many users suggest this app to individuals who want to save Twitch streams. If you search for the OBS project, you can get the program. The biggest downside of this software is that it will take the user some time to adjust to it. Once you've mastered the technique, you'll be able to stream and store streams using OBS. Go to OBS and choose Settings from the menu, then Save to File from the drop-down menu. You can type a file path for the stream in the File Path area. If you wish the file to be named, select Apply. The stream will be saved in the folder you specified previously. Recorder. If you wish to record someone else's video on your PS4, you can save Twitch feeds, but using the screen recorder option is recommended. A screen recorder will capture a stream and save it for later viewing when a stream is active. The video and audio quality is unaffected when using the screen recorder in the browser. The most significant disadvantage of screen recorders is that they have a time restriction. There are occasions when screen recorders allow users to record 5 to 6 minute videos. You can register more than that if you upgrade to their premium version. It is not acceptable for you to record and subsequently distribute a stream from someone else's channel. Many streamers do so because they want to make money or because streaming is their profession. They won't receive many visitors on their channel if you share their stream on other social media networks without their permission.